on the extended three-hour program, Racing Pulse now hones in on the full Victorian race preview.
It is time for the Victorian form preview, looking at today's Monday meeting at Ballarat on the synthetic, and Warren Huntley, who's had a very busy weekend, is here to find us the Monday winners. How are you, Woz?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
How was your weekend?
It was a pretty good weekend. Yeah, racing was competitive, wasn't it, right around the country. I thought obviously the Group 1 in Queensland, a highlight from that point of view. And as you discussed on the verdict, the win of Stabati, Rick McIntosh and Paul Prusker and the team involved there have got an exciting horse on their hands.
They certainly do. Would you be a seller or a keeper?
If it was just mine, and the offers were as good as they can be, I'd probably be more inclined to sell. But I think the ability to be able to see this horse's career unfold and get off to a great start, I mean, if you're involved in racehorse ownership, that's why you do it. So if you can ride it and enjoy the ride, then that will be fantastic. And sometimes when you do have a variety of owners in a horse, it's hard to reach, I suppose, agreement. I don't know what the setup with that ownership is, but I'm sure whatever it is, it'll either be financially rewarding or a great ride.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Rick Mack coming up a little later on the Big V with the two mats as well. Be keen to hear what Rick says about it. What do you make of this meeting on the Monday?
Gee, they're pretty skinny markets, really. I don't think there's a lot of value right throughout the day. We've played quite a bit, and maybe it's a bit of a cop-out, but I do think that we're going to have to shoot pretty straight today because there doesn't look to be a lot of value, and a lot of horses seem to have the form to justify their pretty tight quote in a few markets.
Well, hopefully one of those horses is the favourite in the first that can kick us off with the perfect start. Melody Cunningham's got a nice little team heading to Ballarat, and the headline act is Italian Viking, the favourite in the first. How are you, Melody?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. How did you get an Italian Viking into your stable?
He was on English Digital. And, we purchased him from there. Tony Kelvin recommended him that if we wanted to take the risk, he had ability and would be worth the go. And he come in good order. So we're taking the risk and we'll see what happens today.
Well, he does have only three starts for 3 seconds, so he does have ability as well. Was he an expensive online buy?
No, I think it was like $6,000 we paid for him.
Is that all?
And like I said, you know, if we take the risk and he does happen to hit the line today, well, we've got our money back.
Well, that's grapevine, because first prize money today is 14.5, so he's the even money favourite. Can you get that money back today? Are you confident first up?
Well, yeah, he's done everything right. He's had 3 jump outs and he's gone well every jump out. Tom from that gate should hopefully he'll lead or be on pace, or everything should be behind him, but if something down lower might take him on, we'll just take the sit.
And has he shown a liking for the synthetic at home?
Yeah, he's had, for us, he's had his first jump, but it was on the synthetic, and he does always go up on the synthetic, so yeah, he goes all right on it.
Well, he is the firm favourite in the first Italian Viking, race 1, number 2. In race number 2, you've got Fire on Maz. Jack Hill takes the ride, and this is another one who's joined your team after a fifth on debut.
We had a from the start.
Oh, the Riser's got the... hang on. It was just before it had its first run, yes.
She's progressive filly. Obviously, she'll want further, but she's drawn well. Jack knows her, and she should be hitting the line, I would hope, today.
All right, so it's a 1,200-metre race, but maybe look for her when she steps out a bit further in distance. She's a $12 chance today. And then in race number 6, you've got Cosmic Rhapsody. Jared Lorenzini takes the ride in this race, and it's a $7 chance first up today. How's he come back?
He's come back good. He's been working really well. He's nice and fresh for today. He's drawn well, which is a rarity for him. Jared knows him really well. He rides in most of his work, so I would expect he'll be back and out wide and hopefully hitting the line, and with him being nice and fresh and on the synthetic, a win wouldn't shock.
Well, that form line 2 starts ago when he was beaten not too far behind Senegalia and Zion down the Flemington Straight looks good after Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and his last start, last prep, the track was he was ridden upside down, and the track was probably a bit too firm for him at the end of the prep.
Likes the synthetic, so it's a yep. nice play, maybe $7 in race number six, and then you round out the day with Harbouring and Ziggy Rocks in race number seven. They're both considered roughies. Do you give either of them a chance?
The two old boys are going quite well. Still, they'll like the synthetic. Harbouring, he's come back a different horse this time in. He's had a good break. He'll be hitting the line, hopefully, being nice and fresh as well.
Could be a good day today, Melody.
Oh, well, hopefully. As long as the first one hits the line, I'll be pretty happy.
Yeah, is that the one we're banking on?
Yeah, for sure.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
So, Italian Vikings, the one that Melody likes today and the pundits have liked as well, although it's just been a little easy, $1.85 out to $2. No scratchings in this first race. Pont Mirion is the second favourite at $3.40. Magic Birdie, $4. And then Steel Fox at $6. So, $6,000 will look pretty cheap if the favourite can win the first today. Warren, are you in its camp?
I am, Michael, and congratulations. That's... Mel can be a little bit media shy, so you've done outstanding as well to get a comprehensive chat with Mel there about the team. And, gee, I thought that Italian Vikings trialled up really nicely, and I think we'll be hard to beat. We see Tommy Doyle now making his mark around Victoria as a rider. I'm going to go with Italian Viking. 2 header, 4, Pont Mirion, who I thought worked home really nicely. First up, was strong through the line. We'll strip that a little bit fitter through that same form line. Magic Birdie was solid enough through the line. I think probably he's going to be looking for even a little bit further sooner rather than later. And 9, Steel Fox has trialled up okay for the new camp. 2, 4, 3, 9.
2, 4, 3, and 9 in the first at Ballarat today. Race number 2 is over 1,200 metres. In this race, the scratchings are 3, 11 and 13. Come Over Con is the $2.40 favourite. The dam is concealing for those who want to know, so very well named. Nick Legacy is at $4.80. Impediment is at $5. Impediment, and then we're down to Heather at $7.50. So we've got a first starter from the Mar Eustace stable. We've got the Hayes team, and we've got Tom Dabernick with the favourite. Who do you like in the second?
Look, I'm leaning to Come Over Con. I thought his run last start was really solid, and the debutante from the Moody stable playing through at Stoke stable. The debutante there was really well, really well placed, and had trialled up really nicely to make a winning debut. And Con was right in the market on that occasion, and was brave, but just no match for a horse with, I think, a little bit more upside. From the wider draw, I wouldn't be surprised to see Dan Stackhouse push across and maybe get outside lead. So I'm leaning to 1. Came Over Con. 2 Harper comes through the same form line and was just held up while the race was taking shape up the top end and the pressure was going on. Arthur was just held up back inside them and took a long time to get clear. A bit of a cleaner getaway and maybe just settles a bit closer here. A near side blinker goes on. I thought I'd certainly get closer to Came Over Con than a run without much luck last start. 14 Nick Legacy's hard and fit, consistent, building that first win. Don't think can be improving at this stage of the preparation, but can still be somewhere thereabouts. And 8 Impediment looks to have trialled up quite nicely for the Mar and Eustace stable to make the debut. Wider barrier draw, interesting that they've left the horse in. Quite often they wait till 7:29 or so, have a look at who's left in the field and decide whether there's some better options. So you have to take it as a positive that they've left the horse in here. 1, 2, 14 and 8.
1, 2, 14 and 8. In the second. Race number 3 is a 1,000 metre maiden in this race. The scratchings are 10 and 14. Meet Me in Melbourne is the $3 favourite from the McAvoy stable, first up today. Heart Sean from the Lloyd Kennywell stable is $3.40. Navy Girl at $4.60. And then we're down to Idris at $8. And the other runner under double figure odds is City Hustler at $9.50. Who do you like here, Woz?
Again, it's not disagreeing with the market, Michael. I don't think Meet Me in Melbourne's a good thing, but resuming here with the blinkers off, she looks to have jumped out nicely. She had a reasonable test in a jump out recently, and I like the way she responded late there. So going with 6 ahead of 13 Idris, I thought a jump out down the back straight at Geelong was most encouraging recently. The winkers are off, blinkers go on for this first up run. Looks to have come back in good order and maybe improved during a break. I thought that jump out was as good a work as I've seen from her leading into a preparation. Hartshorn's got that race fitness and the ability to roll forward, I think, comes across from that wider draw. And the claim for Luke Campbell's a positive. 9 Navy Girl was given a pretty quiet time and a jump out recently, but looked to have a bit to offer. 6, 13, 12 and 9.
6, 13, 12 and 9 in the third at Ballarat. Let's get back to the next race at Ballarat on the synthetic today, and we are up to race number 4, which is a maiden over 1,500 metres. Take out 6 and 10. Gindi, or Giddy, is the $2.10 favourite. Cummins Spinner at $3.90. The High Priestess, $4.20. Atalan is at $8. And then Eddie Street is the next best for Michelle Payne at $11. Who do you like here, Warren?
Oh, I'm happy to be with this relatively short price favourite. Of the favourites during the day, I thought Giddy was definitely the one that was ready to win the maiden. Love the way that he's been finding the line his last couple, and a similar run here on the synthetic track at Ballarat over 1,500 metres last start. Chased well behind Coralieva, who goes around as a good chance in a stronger race later on today. So I think today can be the day for number 7, Giddy. Had a 5 at a Harlan, who's been racing consistently. Had a few tries, but I think probably going as well as he's gone throughout his career. Maps to get a nice run. 12, coming Spinner. Probably did some early work last start. I think that probably took its toll later on and was understandably a bit vulnerable late. So soft draw here, I think a slightly different scenario. So I can understand the support for coming Spinner. And 11, the High Priestess. Hasn't really done a lot since arriving here from New Zealand for the Mara and Eustace stable, but she's had a couple of runs. She will strip fitter and maybe getting onto the synthetic track here is a positive. A couple of her runs in New Zealand were an indication that she'd definitely be able to win races, and obviously that's why she's here with the Mara and Eustace stable, and she might be ready to improve today. I'm keen on 7 ahead of 5, 12 and 11.
Keen on 7 ahead of 5, 12 and 11 in the fourth at Ballarat, which means we're halfway through the card. We'll take a quick break. Back with the quaddie legs after this.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview with Warren Huntley. We are up to race number 5 for today's Ballarat Synthetic Meeting, and this is the highlight of the card, the benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. Just a small field, and we've got an odds-on favourite, Cuban State, at $1.90. Adam Crentin, very keen on Sold the Car, at $3.90. Storm's Colours, $5. Vidarchi's at $7.50, Port Louis $8.50, and the two outsiders, numbers 5 and 6, are the only other two runners in the race. So is it a trim-up first leg, or is it a tricky first leg of the quaddie here, Warren?
I don't think there's many wide legs here, Michael, and I'm quite skinny in the first leg. It's the skinniest leg for me. I'm just taking numbers 2 and 1. I'm not surprised Kretis has been on Sold the Car. He's been tipping it and probably supporting. He'll be buying cars rather than selling cars with his support for Sold the Car recently. The inside draw might be a slight query here, and I'm surprised there is the gap there is in the market between numbers 2 and 1. Cuban State was an obviously unlucky runner last start, first up. That was at 1,300 metres, did go around at $18, but I'm just thinking that the drop in distance, I don't think is going to be the 1,400 metres, is going to be the right trip, because he had plenty of momentum, but just nowhere to accelerate. And I was leaning the Cuban State as a most likely winner, but I'm surprised there's that gap in the market between Cuban State and Sold the Car, who gives every impression that getting out to 1,400 metres will suit. Slight leaning 2 ahead of 1, but yeah, I can understand Adam Crittenden's thought, and particularly as the horse has been so good to him, that Sold the Car appears over the odds. 4 Storm's Colours had a nice tick over jump out between runs, and Port Louis had excuses at the last couple at Casterton last start, covered a bit of ground, and then was in the Wongoon the start before, so obviously a drop in grade here. I thought that Cuban State had a great winning chance, but probably no value. 2-1-4-3.
2-1-4-3 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is a 50-8 over 1,100 metres. In this race, we can take out 5, 9 and 11. Signal for Matt Laurie and Linda Meach is the $2.25 favourite. Maggie now $5.50. Magnus Red $6. Imps $6.50. Cosmic Rhapsody is at $7. This another one that we trim with a favourite?
I'm putting 3 in this leg of the quaddy. 4, 6, 1 and 3. My numbers, Michael. I thought Signal, although he took a while to break his maiden, I think he was genuine enough. He just was finding one or two better. And I think the way he won last start, an indication that that he can go on to this slightly stronger company and be competitive. We get Pontmerion going around in the earlier in the day to give us a handle on that form line. There's others that give us a handle on that, and I'd expect that form line to hold up. 4 for me, out of 6. Maggie Now, who's fit, consistent, no reason to think she won't run well again after that run behind Zip It Up, another one that goes around later on in the day and has a terrific chance. I like what I've seen from Cosmic Rhapsody first up, and he'll let the speed go, he'll get back to the outside, but I want to include him. I think he's capable of producing a really good run first up, and he's a horse who looks to have trialled up nicely, and he's got a terrific record here on the synthetic track. Magnus Red will be fitter for one run back from a spell and the slight rise in trip. A positive. 4, 6, 1, 3.
4, 6, 1 and 3 in race number 6. Race 7's a benchmark 58 over 1200. Scratchings in this race are 7, 12, 15 and 16. Brilliant Sapphire, $3.40. Vanderland at $5.50. Zip It Up, $5.50. Rone, $6. Story Estella, $9.50. And then you're at the Hof to see at the $11. So this is a bit more open, this race, with the number of chances according to the market.
Yeah, it is a more competitive race, I think. And Tommy Conlon with a couple of good chances in the back end of the program here. Zip It Up was a good winner here last start. I thought the way that the horse was able to win on that occasion, had the right run and got past Maggie Now, who goes around in the previous. So we're getting sort of confirmation of form lines at different stages during the day. But if we're taking a quaddy, it's on by now. And I thought Zip It Up had a terrific chance. 5, me had a 3, Brilliant Sapphire, who's consistent, probably needs to get that next win on the board, but going around in, for the majority of the last runs, stronger races, gets the claim here, and a horse who has a good record here at the synthetic track also with a win and 2 placings. So getting away from the turf to the synthetic track, not a negative for Brilliant Sapphire. 8, Our Free Spirit. I thought the last run was below par, gets the claim here and can ride the speed. Just thinking that Our Free Spirit can improve. 9, Story of Stella. Probably has to do some work from that wider draw, but capable of getting into the money. 5, 3, 8, 9.
5, 3, 8 and 9 in the second last. That brings us to the last race, number 8, which is a benchmark 58 over 1,500. In this race, the scratchings are 5, 10, 13, 15. Korolov at 3.10. Lady Aerodyne is at $4.80. Via Capo, $4.80. Actigal, $6. Fish Tank is the next best at $11. So how do we come home, Warren?
Come home with numbers 2, 6, 11 and 7. Korolev was a good win last up, but I think was ridden to get that win on the board. And there's a bit more speed in this race. I wouldn't be surprised to see Linda Meach read the play and just tuck in behind it. So I think the horse has got a bit of a burst of acceleration late. And for that reason, I think the way this race sets up, we might see slightly different tactics to last up. 2 for me, ahead of 6, Lady Ardoin. Another one from Tommy Conlon, as I said, got a strong hand in the last couple of races. Goes well here and comes across from that draw and gets somewhere near the speed, maybe even outside lead. Actual Garley's trialled up quite nicely for the Clayton Douglas stable. Johnny Allen aboard from a good draw's a positive, and I think this is a suitable distance range first up. And 7, Via Capo's going better than the last start. Probably had excuses there. Should be hard and fit now. 2, 6, 11 and 7.
2, 6, 11 and 7. So we're shooting pretty straight today. What's the best way to play?
Michael, I think the best is race 4, number 7, Geedy. And I thought the value, arguably hard to find. But race 7, number 5, Zip It Up. I just want to check my numbers in race 5. I think I might have given you an incorrect set of numbers there. 5, 3, 2 and 8 for me in race 7. Sorry, Michael.
Oh, race 7. 5, 5
race
3.
Seven. Yep. 5, 3, 2 and 8. And I think I may have given you numbers 5, 3, 8 and 9. So let's go with the right numbers that I was wanting to give you in race 7 of 5, 3, 2 and 8. Quaddy first leg, just 2 and 1. Second leg, 4, 6 and 1. Third leg, 5, 3 and 2. Coming home with numbers 2, 6, 11 and 7. Going to play an early quaddy, the player today. First leg, 2 and 4. Second leg, 1, 2, 14. Third leg, 6, 13 and 12. Coming home in race 4, the last leg of the early quaddy, with numbers 7 and 5.
Excellent, Warren. You enjoy your Monday.
Thanks, Michael.